Originally a communist version of popular Western drinks like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, the Czech product Kofola is celebrating 50 years of existence this year. When the communist regime fell in 1989 and foreign brands entered the market, there was less demand for this domestic soft drink. However, in recent years, Kofola has been enjoying renewed popularity. Sarah Borovka has more.
Across the Czech Republic, many pubs have more than just beer on draft. Some also pull glasses of the country's answer to caffeinated soft drinks like Pepsi, Kofola. Martin Klofanda is the company's spokesman.
Naší vlajkovou lodí je točená Kofola, což je v podstatě stejná technologie jako točení piva, nebo dá se to přirovnat.
Our flagship product is draft Kofola, which uses more or less the same technology as draft beer. It comes from a 50-liter keg. It's served directly from the draft pipe, and it's served in a glass. There are certain parameters for storage and temperature, and it should have some head. And it's very popular with athletic types, who like to drink it in a beer garden after exercising, and of course drivers.
The beverage was originally created in 1960 as a way to use surplus caffeine left over from coffee roasting. In the last 50 years, Kofola has gone through many ups and downs.
Tak pro Kofolu, když se podívám do historie, tak nejúspěšnější byly...
If I take a look at the product's history, the most successful years were certainly the 70s, when its production and expansion were massive. In the 80s, it was still successful, but at the end of the decade, with the Velvet Revolution, Kofola went through a downturn in sales. It was mostly because people were very interested in foreign products and they forgot about Kofola.
Kofola, dá se říct, vešla v zapomnění.
But in recent years, Kofola has become one of several Czech retro brands that have seen something of a comeback. In 2002, the company Santa Napoje bought the trademark for 220 million Czech crowns and with the help of strong advertising initiated a revival of the brand. Some say that if you like Coca-Cola, you won't like Kofola and vice versa. And the Czech equivalent does differ in many key ways from its Western counterparts.
Ten rozdíl byl především v tom, že Kofola stejně jako dnes ani tehdy.
The difference was and is mainly that Kofola then and now did not contain phosphoric acid. It contains less sugar and caffeine. It has an herbal base and contains extracts from some 14 natural ingredients. And so it has its own typical taste, which is different from the products of its mainstream competitors.
And what does the future hold for Kofola? Martin Klofanda says that the company is looking to expand to neighboring countries such as Austria and Germany, and that demand for the soft drink has come from as far as China.
That report on Kofola's revival was by Sarah Borovka.